From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump told supporters at a Phoenix, Arizona rally that he was unsure of the future of the North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico.
Personally, I don't think we can make a deal because we have been so badly taken advantage of. They have made such great deals, both of the countries, but in particular Mexico, that I don't think we can make a deal. So I think we'll end up probably terminating NAFTA at some point.
Although Trump said he has yet to make up his mind. The Canadian and Mexican negotiators believe NAFTA needs to be updated, but they have defended the pact, which eliminated most barriers on trade between the countries, as an economic success story. The largely peaceful protests of President Donald Trump's speech in Phoenix turned unruly as police fired pepper spray at crowds after someone apparently lobbed rocks and bottles at officers. Police outside the rally venue also used tear gas and percussive grenades to disperse groups of protesters. Ahead of the address, police worked to keep Trump protesters and supporters separated, but there were minor scuffles and shouting matches as hundreds of people lined up outside the city's convention center to enter the rally. A judge ordered two Spain attack suspects held without bail, one detained for another 72 hours and a fourth freed on Tuesday. Earlier that day, four alleged members of a terror cell accused of killing 15 people in attacks in Barcelona and a nearby resort appeared in court a day after the last missing member of the cell was gunned down by police. Be sure to follow VOA on social media platforms for other updates. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Monday that he has reached a decision on how to move forward with the 16-year-old conflict in Afghanistan. VOA's Cindy Sain has more from the State Department.
President Donald Trump's announcement of his Afghanistan strategy has won the strong support of his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who says it will not be based on artificial timelines, but on conditions on the ground in Afghanistan.
The fighting will still be borne by the Afghan forces, by their military and their security forces. But we believe that we can turn the tide of what has been a losing battle.
Tillerson agreed with Trump that Afghanistan's complex problems can only be solved with a regional approach, including India and Pakistan. But he said Pakistan needs to change its approach to terrorists. Some analysts agree, including David Sedney, who spoke to VOA Urdu's View 360.
Pakistan must take affirmative steps to stop the Taliban leadership from meeting in Pakistan.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Aid agencies are warning that thousands of Iraqi civilians trapped in the Islamic State-controlled city of Tal Afar face great danger. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
No one knows how many civilians remain in Tal Afar. Humanitarian agencies have been unable to enter this Iraqi city since Islamic State militants captured it in 2014. However, the agencies estimate the city's pre-conflict population stands at around 200,000. The United Nations reports more than 30,000 people have fled Tal Afar district since April, with thousands more remaining behind. UN refugee spokesman Andre Mahecic says
people leaving Tal Afar are walking long distances to reach safety without food or water, at times up to 20 hours and in scorching heat.
Mahecic warns Iraqi civilians inside Tal Afar are likely to be held as human shields by IS militants, and those who attempt to flee could be shot. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Navy divers searching a flooded compartment on the USS John McCain found the remains of some 10 sailors missing in a collision between the warship and an oil tanker. Five sailors were injured in that accident. In addition, the commander of the Navy's 7th Fleet is to be relieved of duty after a series of ship accidents in the Pacific. A journalist advocacy group in Mexican state of Veracruz has condemned the killing of a reporter, which would be the 9th this year in Mexico. Veracruz is a particular state that has been deadly for journalists in recent years. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.